In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we have the Feast of the Holy Face of our Blessed Lord. This feast is celebrated on this particular day for a reason. I won't expand on that too greatly, for it may be the thing that we preach upon tomorrow at this hour. But why do we offer this Mass in particular this day? Why is this the feast day? Is it because we couldn't find any other day? It just would be a nice thing to do so that we could replace the celebrations that others do at Mardi Gras with this. There's a reason why. You could probably get a better reason from Father Lawrence Carney, who is down in Forest Grove right now giving a mission. Pray for the success of that. The reason why it's today is because what is tomorrow? It's the beginning of our 40-day fast. Is that an easy thing? Only if you don't care about it. Only if you don't really want to love God. Then Lent is an easy thing. If you're actually trying to grow in the spiritual life, Lent is hard. Because we're challenging ourselves with that thing that hangs in front of you and I every day, which is the cross. Saying, if our Lord prepared for that, then am I prepared for that? And so that's really why we go through this 40 days of fast, to prepare so that we can not just go through that, but so that we can be made worthy of what that means for us. And actually be able to, as St. Paul says, in a beautiful place, he says, this is a testimony which is worth full acceptance among you, which is his way of saying, I'm going to say some words that you already know because we say a lot already. It's part of who we are as Catholics. This was an early phrasing in the Catholic Church at the beginning of her time. So he's saying, pay attention to these words and say them more often than you've been saying them. They're words to live by. He says, it's a trustworthy saying, worthy of full acceptance among all of you. If we have died with him, so shall we also rise with him. If we endure with him, so shall we also reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. But if we are faithless, he is still faithful, because he cannot deny himself. And so the season of Lent helps us to prepare to actually die with him, so that we're ready for that moment on Good Friday. It doesn't catch us by surprise. Passion Week is something that we've already been preparing for, so as we delve all the more into it, we can obtain fully the fruits of it, as though it will be our last. In fact, that is the meditation we do for the day after Ash Wednesday, saying we've begun the 40-day fast, and having begun that 40-day fast, there's some who began it who won't complete it. Some who entered into the fast who won't emerge to actually live long enough to see the Resurrection Sunday, at least in this life. They've gone on before. And so eventually that'll be the same maybe for you and I. Beginning something, but not seeing the fullness of it in our lives. We'll begin things, but we won't see the fullness of its completion within our lives, and to ponder, maybe this is our last, so we better make it worth it. Better try to do it the best that we can, trusting in God that he'll make up for whatever is lacking in our desire to fill up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. So this feast day is to remind you and I that Lent is hard. And it should be hard. But how are we going to be able to go forward? We're going to be able to make it through it. By focusing on this feast day. Eyes on Jesus. Eyes on his face. Just look at his face. What beautiful mysteries are hidden in that face, which is so wounded for us, who's gone through so much for us. And yet, he looks with us not in condemnation, knowing that we're the ones who've done it. But he looks on us with a compassion that says, still more will I do. I'm not through with you. And so the reminder is that to have the strength to go through the difficulty of the things we intentionally put ourselves under our own will to follow Christ during this time, so that we can all the more know and be ready and worthy to die with him, so that we might indeed rise with him. The way we'll get the courage to keep on going through all the difficulties of this and everything else that will normally and naturally hit us in our daily life as we pass through this time is looking at his face. Just look at that face that doesn't look down with condemnation, but looks down always with love. That is always willing to welcome a fresh face back again, even if it's been a while. Say, I'm with you still. Every moment you've been gone, I've been thinking of you, waiting to see you again. And so it's all right. Let's keep going together. Isn't the way our Lord's face always looks at us? So we need this feast day. We need this feast day to be able to make it through all the rest of what's coming on forward. Close with a little prayer of reparation. Prayer of reparation to the holy face of Christ. You might know it as a part of the Golden Arrow prayer, which maybe some of you who are devoted to the holy face know well. And pray it under your lips, or pray it in agreement in silence in your heart. Read it from your prayer books if you have them free. Eternal Father, turn away thy gaze from our guilty people whose face has become unsightly in thine eyes. Look instead upon the face of your beloved Son. For this face of him in whom thou art well pleased, we now offer thee this holy face, covered with shame and disfigured by bloody bruises, in reparation for the crimes of our age, in order to appease thine anger, justly provoked against us. Because thy divine Son, our Redeemer, has taken upon his head all the sins of his members, that they might be spared, we now beg of thee, Eternal Father, to grant us mercy. Eternal Father, we offer you the holy face of our Lord Jesus, covered with blood, sweat, dust, and spittle, in reparation for the crimes of communists, of blasphemers, and of the profaners of the holy name and the holy day. I salute thee. I adore thee. I love thee. O adorable face of my beloved Jesus, as the noble stamp of divinity, completely surrendering my soul unto thee, I most humbly beg of thee to stamp this seal upon us all, so that the image of God may once more be reproduced by its imprint in our souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.